Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome B-Tech Smith and Steve Mix. You are now entering
the MegaCast.
What's up, Ted? What up, Migsy?
We're back.
I'm fresh off home confinement. Yep. You're fresh off MixFest.
You're fresh off COVID protocol.
Yeah, I don't know why I said home confinement.
I knew it. I was tracking.
It sounds like I got arrested.
The funny part is we were already on vacation, so how... I mean, who knows how COVID works these days? You never know, like, how someone gets it, because sometimes you're in the same room with people and they don't get it. But we would have been doing the podcast on the day that you figured out that you had COVID.
No, we would have. So I tested Wednesday and was negative. It was Thursday I started testing positive.
Weird.
Yeah, I was in here Tuesday and Wednesday.
Yeah, I knew you were in on Wednesday.
Nobody else got sick.
Right.
It's unbelievable.
I don't get it.
And we had like a decent little like.
I think alcohol is the reason why they don't get sick. Wait, then you're getting sick. That doesn't make any sense.
See, I blamed alcohol for running my system down. There was a whole group of us on Saturday, and only me and my one buddy got sick. But on Sunday...
It's because you drink beer, and they drink hard alcohol.
That's probably
it. Hard alcohol that kills COVID.
But it is ridiculous. Like, there's no rhyme or reason.
No.
And I was like, whatever. I will say, though, this round, man, it whooped my butt.
Did it really?
Yes.
Well, it was crazy because, like, you got it, and then, you know, of course, they get the company email sends, like, Ted has graciously allowed. Did you have to graciously allow them to put the email out?
I don't know that I'd say graciously. I was barely, like, had my head together. I was like, what? Yeah, use my name.
I always love that when they send them out, like, Ted has graciously allowed us to share the information that Ted has COVID. And then, of course, all the guys on our show are just, like, texting me, and they're like, because they know I talk to you, and
yeah.
They're just like, didn't Ted just have COVID? And that was even what my wife said. Didn't he? And I'm like, I had to go back to our texts because I didn't want to bug
It was like
you.
A month ago.
It was like a month and a half.
A month and a half. I know. Yeah. That's why, like, I was shocked.
Yeah, everybody was like, I thought you have 3 months of this, like, of freedom to, like, lick walls and kiss strangers.
I don't know. Kimmel, because I looked it up. I was like, how is this possible? Then a bunch of articles. I guess Kimmel got it, like, twice in a month. And
oh, you got the Kimmel strain.
Yeah, it's me, him, and I think Colbert did the same thing. But I'm just like, how did this happen?
You do those late night talk show jokes.
That's honestly, dude, I was sitting at home. That's what I was thinking about. I was like, right? That's what it's got to be. Dude, I know.
And it kicked your ass.
Yeah. Like last time I was like, by like Friday, I was like, yeah, bring over the equipment. I'll do the show. This time on Friday, I was like, there's no way I could do the show.
Keep it. Save it for someone else who has COVID.
Yeah, man. I don't understand it. There's like no rhyme or reason to it at all.
Yeah, because I don't even know, you know, every time, like, there's, like, this new wave, you hear people like, these are the symptoms. I don't even know what symptoms are anymore for, like, the latest. So what were you experiencing?
All right, so, right, the Tuesday after July 4th, right, mm-hmm. I was like, this is the worst hangover I've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, I mean, awful. But I was like, well, I had fun all weekend. July 4th, I clearly went out and did some stuff. So I was like, that's what it's got to be. But then I woke up Wednesday, and I was like, I unbelievably congested, like talking like, and I'm just like, what is going on? So I took a test. It was negative, and I'm like, I guess it's all this pollen. But then, right. But then I went home Wednesday night and I got up Thursday and felt like I got hit by a truck. And I'm like, something is not right. You know what I mean? You know enough of your body. Like there's certain times where you're like, I was scared. I was like, something is wrong here. Like, my head didn't feel like, it was just like, something's off. So then mm-hmm. I took a test and it was positive. I'm like, no, that can't be. So I took another test and it was positive. So then Thursday I had a temperature, nothing crazy, but like 99.5. So like, just kind of high. But I was like sweating.
Different kind of high that's usually at your house.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's the other thing too, right? Like, I was like, man, this pollen is crazy. But like, allergies, like, I kept waking up just drenched in sweat, and I'm like,
yeah,
this doesn't feel like an allergy now.
No.
Yeah, so then Thursday and Friday sucked. Saturday I kind of got my voice back, but was still just like taking naps or whatever. And then Sunday started turning, and then yesterday I did the show from, or no, Monday I did the show from home. I don't even know what day it is.
Wednesday. Yeah,
right.
It's MegaCast day.
But like, I could breathe pretty much through my nose and stuff, but yeah, I don't know. I guess it's the newest variant.
Who knows anymore?
Steve, trust me. You know me. I spent 4 days like, how did I get it? How did I get it again? This seems impossible.
And then finally, gave this to me.
Right. And then finally, you just like, you could drive yourself insane.
So you
I was
will.
Like, I was like, well, there's nothing I can do. It's positive.
Right. You could have just grabbed that door, the door handle coming into work.
Right.
You just don't know anymore.
Right.
Oh, so man. Like, when I saw that, I was just like, there's no way.
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
I know, because you texted me. And I feel bad sending that text back to a friend, but I was like, it's kicking my ass.
No, I figured. I was like, yeah. I saw that, and then Sid was even like, how's he doing? I'm like, yeah, because she just assumed, he's fine, right? Because the last time you were fine.
It was super mild last time.
When we had it, we were fine.
Yeah.
Like, you just assume that now. Oh, it's just going to be the crud kind of a thing. Not thinking it's really kicking somebody's ass, but I'm glad you're good.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I'm not lying to you. Thursday night into Friday, I was like, this is kind of scary. Hey. It was that bad.
And it sucks because you had a fun weekend planned.
Oh, yeah.
That's always the case.
Huge party. Right. I was supposed to go to. Missed all that. Did you hear the saddest part of the story yet, Steve?
No.
All right. So Saturday, I'm feeling better.
Okay.
Can't leave the house or nothing. You know what? Feeling better. I've been eating soup for 2 days. I'm going to order some chicken wings and watch the Seattle Sounders take on the Portland Timbers.
Uh-oh.
First of all, Sounders got their ass kicked.
That part I knew.
Second of all, it was so busy at the wing place, they canceled my order.
You gotta be, dude.
Steve, I got so
that's
frustrated.
Like a falling down moment or whatever. Remember that movie was the Michael Douglas movie?
Yeah, when he's trying to get breakfast sandwich.
And he just snaps or something like that.
Like, I'm not going to curse, but it was so like my buddy's like, so what'd you do? I was like, I made a freaking cauliflower crust pizza. It was in my freezer. The tattooed chef one is pretty good. But
yeah, it's not chicken wings.
It's not chicken wings. That's why I went, I'm just taking L's.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's a rough day.
There's only so many L's you can take, right? By that point, I was like, you know what? I think I put my phone on silent. I was like, I'm just going to take... That was the first thing I did. I said, I'm taking a nap.
Yeah, I'm done with everything. I'm shutting off. Well, I'm glad you're better.
Yeah, man.
Glad you're here. Oh, crap. During the break, I have to remember to go run in the office because I have a gift for you.
Oh, no kidding.
Not from me. It's from our friend Stevie Shannon.
Oh, yeah.
Saw Stevie over at Migs Fest. Great seeing everybody I saw at Migs Fest. That was really awesome. Stevie hooked me up with a really cool gift card to Burger King. It says, buy all the Impossible Whoppers you want.
All right, nice.
I was like, nice. I appreciate that. So I was pretty excited about that. I might actually take him up on that tonight. I'm keeping that Burger King card.
After practice?
Wrestling training, might swing by and treat myself, courtesy of Stevie Shannon. But he also gave me an envelope. To give to you. That's something, and I have no idea what. But I was like guarding this thing with my life because I didn't bring like a bag with me because I wasn't really, you know, Migs Fest, I played drums on a couple songs, but I was playing with other people. So I didn't bother to bring any like drumsticks or anything that I would usually carry in a bag. So now I'm keeping this thing in my pocket, but I'm afraid anywhere I sit, it's going to fall out.
So all right.
It was, I guarded this card for you with my life.
Excellent.
Yeah, I treated it like a stopwatch with Christopher Walken. But, you know, don't mind the
oh, you know about the watch he had up the keister?
Don't mind the skid marks. What's inside is clean.
What is that Pulp Fiction?
Yes.
It is, right?
I carry this through the war or something like that, right? Up my butt.
Tech Talks.
Oh, thanks, Steve.
Yeah, right.
Great lead-in.
Tech Smith.
Well, after the weekend, I had pretty simple. Folks, take care of yourself. There's a lot of stuff going on out there. I would also remind people, use sunscreen.
Yes.
Like, I got burned this year already.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at pictures my friend sent me. They're all burnt. I was like, great, use sunscreen. And remember, sometimes when it's hazy, that's how I got a sunburn.
Yep.
You could still get burned. So, like, this time of year, just put it on.
Dude, and shout out to the Mariners. We went to the Mariners game a couple days ago on Sunday. We went to the afternoon game, which was awesome. Great come-from-behind win.
I watched the Mariners game Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
It was fun watching them spank. How about they spanked the Blue Jays so hard that the Blue Jays fired their manager?
I saw that today. I was like, oh, man, the Mariners got a dude fired.
Yeah, because no, but the Blue Jays never lose to the Mariners.
No, and the Blue Jays were hot.
They were until they met the hot Seattle Mariners, which I think they won the first game by now. I don't even know. I mean, the Mariners, they were up 5-1 when I started, I think, this podcast.
Oh, that's right. They're playing a double dip against the Nationals, right?
Yeah, because yesterday, the weather. 6-1 right now.
Nice. Which inning?
Bottom of the ninth, baby.
All right.
No come from behind, hopefully. Well, we go there and buy guest services because we went there to get the little certificate that says this is Tatum's very first game.
Oh, I didn't know you could do that.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that either until I mentioned that we might be going to a game and everybody's like, you got to go. And even at the game, we ran into people like, your kid's adorable. Did you get the certificate? I'm like, oh, we got to go do that. So by guest services, they also have no different than like you have like the little pumps for hand sanitizer.
Oh, yeah.
They have a sunscreen pump.
Oh, nice.
This one guy that was pale as F and had shorts on was monopolizing it, though. He just kept using it. And I'm like, dude, you got to save some for everybody in the line. Like, it was kind of funny. Like, he'd use it, move to the side so other people could use it, but he kept going in. I'm like, dude, you're the kind of guy that should just buy your own sunscreen.
The last Mariners game I went to on July 1st, I mean, it was an evening game. Yep. Still put on a bunch of sunscreen before I went in there.
Well, just mental note, if you forget sunscreen, they got SPF 30, baby.
By the guest services.
Guest services, right? When you go up home plate, the entrance, just as you're walking up, make a right.
I'm going to be that guy.
Yeah.
That's using all the sunscreen.
Yeah, because you wear shorts.
Yeah.
And having hairy legs, I understand the struggle.
Oh, it just soaks in so much.
Trying to put sunscreen on legs when you have hairy legs, ladies, you don't understand. It's like my wife always laughs at me. She's like, how much sunscreen are you going to use? I'm like, I just used a whole squirt and I covered maybe my shin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great, because the hair just eats it up.
Yes. The game was awesome, though. Highly recommend not taking a 2.5-year-old to a game that you're hoping to maybe catch some of the game.
Did she make the whole game?
No.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's tough with a kid, man.
We left, they were losing still. That was like 4-3.
All right.
So we made it, but did we watch any of the game? Practically no. So we get there, we get to our seats. Now, mind you, I just bought the cheapest seats. I'm like, I know for a fact we're not going to be in our seats very long. Why drop good money? So we got 300 level. Actually, the view that we had was of the entire stadium and the Seattle skyline. It was awesome.
Oh, nice. You're down the right field side.
We were kind of like behind home plate, but a little bit towards right field. I have a picture of it. I put it up on my Twitter. But
the sports nerd in me. I'm like, oh, the skyline. I know where you're sitting.
Oh, dude, it was amazing. Like, yeah. How great is that?
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. It's a great view. We were so high up. I think it was maybe section row 21, and I think there's maybe 25 rows in the 300 level. So we're high up. Ted, I've never experienced this before in my life, and it was so exciting when it happened. As we're walking up, I see what maybe is like a 12-year-old boy with a nosebleed. We were literally...
No.
Yes.
I thought it was just the thing you say.
That's what I thought, too. Unless his dad punched him. Maybe. I don't know. But he had, like, the tissue wadded up, and you could see the blood, like, just still soaking the tissue. And I'm like, babe, look. She's like, what? I'm like, someone has a nosebleed in the nosebleed section. It's just awesome.
I know. That's just, like, a thing you say.
Apparently, it does happen. But so now we're worried. We're like, oh, is Tatum going to be okay? Like, we're pretty high up. She's just sitting there. Looking around, soaking it all in. I'm like, this is fantastic.
Yeah.
This is so much fun. How great is this? Carlos Santana hits a home run in the first inning to tie it up 1-1. The place erupts, of course.
That stadium's been rocking.
Oh, bro. Sid gets excited. So do I. We're like, we just witnessed a home run right away. This is great. We think Tatum's having fun. So Sid picks her up, throws her in the air, catches her. Woo! Place is rocking. I look at Tatum and I see the lip is quivering. And I'm like, babe, stop it, stop it. And she's like, turns her around. I'm like, yeah! Full waterworks.
Oh, she's in fear.
I want to go home. I want to see Bubby. That's her code for I need to go home. Like, if she's not happy anywhere, she says, I want to see Bubby, which is kind of funny.
Is that the stuffed animal?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Bubby's our nickname for Lulu.
All right.
So, Bubba Lou. So, we're like, oh, we can't. Sid's even looking at me. He's like, we're not leaving. We're one inning into this. Like, there's no way. We just dropped $100 on the tickets. We dropped like $30 for her t-shirt, $40 for parking. Like, there's no way we're just going to get up and leave. I'm like, no, but let's leave the seats. Let's walk around, find the play area. So we.
Oh, yeah, out in center field.
Yeah, it's not where we thought it was. We thought it was 300 level because that's what it says online. 300 level is like a kid zone where you could swing a bat and like throw a ball. Like, they have like a little batting cage. The kid section is kind of by the pen in left field.
That's right, because I just saw it. I was like, there's a whole like play area out here.
So we're like, we got to make it down there.
By the way, is it that close to the pen? Is there parents drinking?
Yeah, I think it might be, dude. It was pretty funny. We get down there, and she's still not happy. You know, we're struggling. We're like, I don't know. We go in there, and it was like as if like we just gave her like Molly. Like, she's just like,
oh, the park is amazing.
This is incredible. Takes her shoes off, is running around, talking to random people, getting knocked over. It's chaos in there, these tunnels. Oh, yeah. She doesn't even care. She's laughing. She's having the time of her life. She's going down a slide. We're in there for like the entire like second, third, fourth, maybe fifth inning. Other parents are, of course, drinking. Other parents are chaos as well, because like if your kid's under like 4, you're terrified. You know, because you don't know. So we're following her around, but it was a lot of fun. We get out, then we go into the kids. They have like a kids specific store.
All right.
Drop $8 for a foam finger.
You gotta get a foam finger. I love foam fingers.
Oh, she's walking around with this foam finger poking people in the butt. And I'm like, I wish I would have got a picture of that because it was the funniest thing ever. And finally, she's like hitting a breaking point. Oh, we had Little Woody's. They have an Impossible Burger there.
All right.
So that was awesome. As we're getting Little Woody's, the Mariner Moose walks by.
Oh, the moose.
Because like that's how we bribed her. Like, do you want to go to a game? She's like, I don't know. Like, look, he's there. He's like, oh, that looks fun. Well, then when we see the moose, I'm like, do you want to meet the moose? She's like, no.
Oh, no. Fear. Fear.
No. This moose is bigger in person than it was on the picture. Best part. So we dropped over $200 to watch one inning of baseball. But still, the memories will last a lifetime. The pictures are great.
Yeah, I don't know what that age is.
It's not 2.5.
No, because I have friends, like, I've done it, but like, yeah, it seems like if they're really little, they can make it.
Right.
And then it's like, from what I can tell, you got to wait till about 6 or 7.
Yeah.
Because even my buddy's got like a 5-year-old, and it's like, oh, she's not going to make it.
Oh, and it was such a bummer because then we get put it on the radio, and of course, the Mariners have this incredible come from behind Santana.
It was awesome.
I was like, oh, it would have been so great to see all that. But it was funny because Sid's like, we got to go to a game just you and I. I'm like, you don't even really like baseball that much. She's like, yeah, but I like it for 4 innings. I'm like, that's true. I'll do that.
Yeah, and baseball games are fun. They're not.
Yeah,
because it's like you get the excitement of like a sporting event, but it's not nearly as intense as like going to like a football game.
Right, right. And that's kind of what we were hoping. Like it's like ease you into it. But then I'm like, do you want to go to a Kraken game? No. Like, did you have fun at the Mariners game? This is her legit line. She goes, I didn't love it.
Oh,
damn. I'm like, cool that you don't know the term hate, but you basically said you hated it.
I didn't love it. That sounds like something I would say, try not to be mean to somebody.
I thought that was the cutest and nicest thing. I didn't love it. I'm like, all right, that's fair. I mean, she did like the burger. She liked the kid zone. She liked the foam finger. She's been using that thing every day since.
Man, I feel like when I was a kid, I had like a small, like, army collection of foam fingers.
Right.
From like Maryland games, like... What are they now? The Commanders games. Yep. Like, there was just like, wherever I went, it was like, we got to get a foam finger.
Oh, they're the best. Until you realize that they're charging $8 for them.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, the way prices are, that doesn't seem that bad. I'm more worried about the fact you'd pay $30 or $40 for a t-shirt she's going to wear for like, what, a year before she grows out of it?
Yeah, someone in Goodwill in Puyallup in about, I'd say about 3 months. You can get your hands on a really cool pink Mariner shirt that I got at Dick's. But she looked adorable just walking around. She liked the pen. I mean, adults like it too, obviously, for different reasons. But like, she just liked being able to like just stand there and look around.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't go into deep into the pen area, but like kind of on the lip of the pen.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So that way, like, we're not in the middle of a bunch of drunkards. But, and there was a ton of Blue Jays fans.
Oh, my God. They take over the city. So a couple years ago, I was drinking in an outdoor bar.
Mm-hmm.
There's Blue Jay fans walking by. And finally, I said, hey, man, can I ask you a question? And it's like a dude with his family. He's like, what's up? And I'm like, what is with all the Toronto fans? You guys all just love Seattle or something? He's like, no, man, we're from Vancouver. It's the only team we have. And I was like, oh, it's the, like, that's their national team.
It's Canada's team.
Right. So that's why because I was like, I can't, Toronto's not close to here. And it's like,
no.
They're like, no, we're not from Toronto. We're just Canadians.
Yeah. Yeah. That's in the parking garage, dude, everybody had a Vancouver plate.
Yeah.
It was, I'd say, 50-50, Mariners to Blue Jays. It might have even been 50.
It might have been more.
Yeah.
Dude, it was loud on TV when they hit a home run.
It was weird because when we first got there, like, we went to Little Woody. We got there early, but by the time we got to Little Woody's, it took forever. And, you know, we're eating, and then we hear the roar of the crowd. And we're like, yeah, Mariners. And I look around, and I'm like, oh, those are Blue Jays fans cheering. Crap. This is a lot of Blue Jays fans, they attract a lot of attractive ladies, I got to say.
Dude, it's baseball. Same thing happened to me the last game I went to. I was like, there are so many attractive. I think baseball has the best looking fans.
Yep.
Right?
Hockey does pretty good, too.
Hockey does. Soccer's good.
Outdoors.
Right.
Yeah.
But the problem with the NFL is that there's not as many hot chicks. There's a lot of like chicks that like are just like us, right? That are like wearing jerseys, this and that.
Bald and beards.
But the really hot ones you see at an NFL game are always done all the way up.
Oh, yeah. They got bedazzled numbers on their jerseys.
Yes. Right. You know. They came over from Kirkland. But baseball.
They had sex with one of the players once.
Right. But baseball overall, like, well, that, and it's summertime. People are wearing shorts. You can see more skin.
That's true.
I think that's part of it.
Sun's out. Fun's out.
Buns out.
Buns out. We need to start selling MegaCast thong. Sun's out, buns out.
We should start selling jorts that you like. Our butts can hang out the back of them.
I love it.
Right, like two little holes.
Let's pitch it to Castle for the rock shop.
Yeah.
That could be the prize that people get to go to our parties. Go to KSW.com. No guarantee you'll be able to get those, but you'll get something.
Assless jorts. Dude, have you seen, you get commercials for those jorts that you can like work out in on your Instagram?
Yes, I do.
I almost bought a pair the other day. I was like, man, those look comfortable as hell.
Let me know. I'll get you a John Cena t-shirt when you do it.
All right, because I have pairs of jorts, but I've always like just taken old jeans and made them.
Yeah.
But those are like the stretchy ones. You could tell I've been looking at these for a couple days. Like, I think I'm going to pull the trigger, Steve.
It's Prime, man. Maybe you can find them on Amazon Prime.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking for a gnome costume right now.
Oh, dude, we got a watermelon inflatable pool on Amazon Prime for $30.
Nice.
It's pretty funny because, and then we'll take a quick break after this, but, dude, the advertising for it is fantastic. So we get it, and it's supposed to come on Saturday. So because the one we have just...
Saturday's going to be a nice day.
Yeah, we have an inflatable pool right now, but it has a hole in it.
All right.
So now I got to trash that one. We have last year's one, which is like seen better days because of the sun.
You know, yeah.
They don't last.
They're $30. They're made for a couple months.
Exactly. I always laugh when people are like, well, you know, you could get this one. It'll last a lot longer. I'm like, dude, it's $30. So this is the one we're getting this time around because she loves watermelon. So it's a giant.
I love watermelon.
Me too. It's a giant watermelon.
Awesome.
And it's got a hose. It hook up to a hose so that the straw that's in the watermelon sprays water. But as you look through the pictures, if I could get it to load, of course it's not right now, but if you look through the pictures, it's got randomly in it, like it's got kids playing in it, but then it's got two really hot chicks in the pool playing in it.
Let's see that one.
I know, I'm trying to get it to pull up.
I was going
to
say, do you ever hop in there on a really hot day, like when she goes inside to take a nap, be like, screw it, I'm sitting in this pool.
I haven't sat in it. I'll get like a chair and put my feet in it.
All right.
But this one I'm gonna, because it's got actually a decent amount of water could fit in this thing. I can't open it up, but it's basically like these two hot like Instagram chicks, and they clearly photoshopped them in it. And they photoshopped the giant watermelon slice in one of the girl's hands. I'm like, you couldn't get somebody to pose in this stupid thing?
Right, like, come on. I know five girls right now we could call them and take a picture in that pool for
their portfolio.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's take a quick break when we come back. Ted's going to let us know if he purchased that gnome.
Oh, I'm trying to get a gnome costume.
For Halloween?
For Meltdown.
Meltdown's just like right around the corner, dude.
Yeah, a couple weeks.
So you're going to be a gnome?
Well, the theme is forest creatures.
Now I'm mad. Now I'm bummed I'm not going to be there because I would be a gnome with you.
Yeah, so right. So I'm trying to get a couple of my buddies. Like, we should be gnome people. But I also want to be...
Especially me being 6'3". That'd be hilarious.
I want to be booty shorts gnome.
Now I'm really starting to regret not going.
Right, like, because I have some shorts I wore a couple years ago for a costume. But Steve, I'm talking about like that, like full thigh.
Yeah,
so, like, look at the thighs on that gnome.
Are we seeing butt crack? And not butt crack, butt creep.
Probably no cheek.
Cheek crack.
A little lower cheek, probably not.
Okay. All right.
But just, I'm giving him as Taryn would say, the crab meat.
Yeah, baby. Are you going to tan or are you going to keep him pale?
Oh, keep him pale. Even gnomes better. Don't tan.
I didn't know that.
You ran into a gnome at the game. That was a real life gnome using all the suntan lotion.
He's like, I can't do it.
I don't even have my giant hat.
He's like, I'm torn. I'm a big Mariners fan, but the sun's out.
What am I doing outside the Shire?
I'd love this J-Rod kid, I tell ya. All right, we'll be back. Right. We'll find out what Ted got from Stevie, too, and we'll get into the actual wide world of sports, not Tatum's wide world of sports.
Well, it's going to be the same topic.
Nice.
Ugh, seriously. Ted, Steve, shut the f*** up already. The Megacast will be back.
This summer, when you're at the beach with friends, pop a top on a good time. With the ice-cold beer that's perfect for the beach. It's the all-new...
How did I ask what you got going here?
We're making a commercial.
You realize alcohol isn't allowed on the beach?
Oh, I was totally unaware.
What about these young people?
They're popping a top on a good time.
Some of them look a little young.
I'm just the announcer. Maybe somebody else checked their IDs.
You been drinking today?
No? Well, one at lunch.
That's what they all say.
What do you mean? I'm telling you the truth.
I get an ID on you, sir.
I don't know why I'm the focus of this. Could I go to my truck and get my phone?
Mary, get the breathalyzer.
A breathalyzer? Maybe you want to talk to a producer or something.
Yeah, you just sit tight right here.
I assure you I'm not in charge here in any way.
Yeah, you kids can go.
These two guys are proof that they'll just let anyone do a podcast. The Megacast is back.
All right, Ted. In my hands, before we get into the wild world of sports, I have
all right
the envelope from Stevie. For all I know, this is like a personal thing that he doesn't want you to open on. But it is.
I'll judge it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, he wrote in big letters, The Ted Smith.
Oh, feels like it got a little warm in your pocket, Steve.
It was sitting in my back pocket. I did take it out when I played the drums. I didn't want to sweat on it.
Oh, man, I hope it's just a gift card. I'm going to feel bad if it's something really personal.
I know. Is it a gift card?
Oh, it's a Target gift card.
Dude!
Nice.
I don't know why I got so excited. I should have kept it.
I know. You got fired up. Oh, wait a minute. No, it's not a Target gift card.
What is it?
It's a gift card. Oh, to Tulalip Casino. All right. Yeah, I think he works up there.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I was wondering what that logo was.
I know. It says one on it.
Yeah. Stevie, I know you're the Packers fan, man. I like that he always is like, Stevie, the Packers fan. Like,
that's pretty
Stevie,
funny.
I know you are.
We know who you are, man.
Oh, awesome.
That's pretty cool.
All right. Well, I will take that up there and get a little something to eat.
Yeah, baby. Hit that buffet.
Buffet.
Jimmy Buffett.
Like, you were so precious with it. It's like, Steve, it's a gift card.
Spanning the globe.
And that was what I was thinking. Oh, I'll tell you a second. Let this do its job.
And the agony of defeat. This is
the Ted Smith's
Wide World of Sports. Brought to you by
Smith Family Popcorn. Good people.
Great popcorn. Did you say they have a new flavor?
No.
Pickle. I know. Also, I know
like
one...
A series of pickle-flavored pop...
Yes. That, like, I just commented because I said, just tell the shipping department to send it to my house.
Yes.
I think my uncle's the shipping department.
Could they send an extra bag for Steve-O?
You know what?
A sample bag?
I'll call my cousin Pat tonight.
I don't know if it's vegan.
I don't think the pickle one is.
Yeah, maybe they use butter.
I have no idea.
Meat. I don't know.
Meat.
I get to try a couple bites.
Oh, it's pickle. There's no meat in it. It's a little brinish.
Pickle. I had one at Trader Joe's, a pickle-flavored popcorn. And also, it was amazing.
I like anything pickle-flavored.
Same.
And almost any vegetable you pickle, I'll eat it. Even vegetables I don't eat a ton of, like certain peppers and stuff, if they're pickled, I'm like, in.
Like those pickled salads?
Oh.
That some people get like at the grocery store.
Yeah.
It's like crack.
Dude, when I go down to Evergreens, I get the pickle onions and the pickled carrots all the time.
Pickled carrots are great. Yeah. I don't know if I've ever had a pickled onion.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, dude, I've never been disappointed by any pickle flavored pizza.
Yeah, even Q-Ray, when he like makes those peppers by himself, because banana peppers sometimes are too spicy for me.
He pickles them.
He pickles them. Those things were perfect.
You're absolutely right. And also, I mean, I don't know how many other people deal with anal Charlie horses like I do, but a good swig of pickle juice solves it.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
More often than not because of cramping.
Yeah, exactly. Because you're right. You got to get the salt intake.
Yeah, I did not know. I mean, I've always heard about it. And then when I tried it, it's almost, I'd say, a 90% success rate. Whenever I'm dealing with one of those butt cramps.
Yeah.
Which I know sounds weird, but it's just the thing I deal with. And boom, I take a couple swigs, like two swigs. I jump in the pickle jar and swig a couple times, and all of a sudden I'm back to normal.
That's what we did at Burning Man every morning, because you sweat so much during the day. So in the morning, we would always drink some pickle juice to kind of get the salt and stuff back in our system.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
And honestly, I like the taste.
I love pickle juice. I mean, you just can't drink too much of it because it's way too much salt, but I'm with you, dude.
A couple swigs.
I remember as a kid, like, getting yelled at, like, stop drinking the pickle juice.
Especially, like, the sweet pickles.
Oh, like see, I like the kosher.
Either one. I'm not going to say no to either.
I've only gotten into the butter chips like as an adult. I mean, I'm one of those. I almost said a-hole. I'm one of those people, though, that could sit there and just like with a jar of pickles and just eat them.
Yeah. And then the Portland pickles. That's my favorite pickle.
Oh, man. Did you see him lay out that dude?
Yes. And I even tweeted about it. And I said, I'm starting to think more and more that that Dylan the Pickle is actually John Ryan based on this tackle.
That's what a lot of people said.
And then the Portland Pickles social media account goes, Steve, it's a mascot. Dylan is a pickle, not a mascot. Or something along those lines. They're like, my bad. I'm sorry. Dylan's a real thing.
And then the girl that does the interviews afterwards, I can't tell if she's excited or drunk.
I don't know if I've
seen
her.
And she's got that little, like, tiny little microphone when they award like the pickle player of the game or whatever.
Everything that they do with the Portland Pickles, it's like the Savannah Bananas and the Portland Pickles, I think, might be the two greatest baseball teams ever created.
Man, I love everything the Pickles do. I don't need them picking on ECS people.
Do they really?
Oh, yeah. There's like this was years ago. One of the capos in the ECS. I don't even know the guy. But it's not a great video. The guy knows. It was 15 years ago. And they just reposted it after they beat the Sounders. And everybody was like, dude, like, that guy didn't even chirp you guys. Why are you just randomly picking on him?
That's amazing.
What also scares me, because there's so many videos I forget that we used to do. Like, if you really went on the internet and YouTube, I'm sure you could find them all.
Oh, of us?
Like or, stuff I did, stuff you did, stuff we did together.
Super embarrassing and silly things.
Yeah.
There's a plethora of that out there.
Yeah.
I'm glad that we don't piss people off to the point where they're actually looking.
I know. Every time, like, I see something on Twitter, I'm like, oh, damn. I mean, there's some stuff. Like, even Facebook memories, sometimes you'll see a post, and I'm like, why did I post that?
Dude, I don't know if you do this, but there are times, it's typically around the 11, 12-year mark of my life, where I was just posting nonsense. Nothing offensive, nothing that would get me quote-unquote canceled, but things that would make you go, you're a grown man. Like, why are you writing like this? Like, it was the dumbest attempts at humor or just the dumbest statements. Steve really needs a nap bad today. And I'm like, what? I needed to share that on my social media?
Well, because there was no Twitter or nothing yet.
Right.
So, like, that's the Facebook was everything.
Now I'm curious to see, because every day I end up deleting, like, old posts, because I'm like, I don't need that even living out there. I'm sure nobody's even seen it, but I'm like, I don't even want it out there. See, so far, I had a cute picture of my kid, a post about rape. Oh, no, I think everything's good. Oh, thank goodness. Oh, hanging with the star of Ted. I got to hang out with the teddy bear Ted. Picture of me and Randy Couture.
Oh, nice.
That's kind of cool.
That is.
Yeah. That's an ugly sweater I was wearing, though.
Randy Couture, I have a buddy that was in the Marine Corps, and then he moved to Vegas. Somehow he randomly, like, met Randy or something, and then, like, Randy was, like, super cool and was like, hey, you want to come to our gym and work out?
That's awesome.
Yeah, like, he's great with the vets and everything.
And then his family, they own a restaurant in Linwood, I think? Like Marcos or something like that.
Something,
I remember.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's still open or, but this is forever ago. But at one point, his family had a restaurant here in the Northwest.
And I believe we saw his last fight in Portland years ago.
Bro, I got to sit front row for that fight.
Right, because I was there for the first half, and then you guys moved up.
We were there's like a rotation of three or four of us that would get to see Rick Jones, the lawyer.
Yeah,
he took us all, but he only had a pair of front row ones. So he's like, "Hey, would you guys? I'll get you guys all in and all good seats." But would you be all cool with rotating? You each pick a fight.
Right, exactly. So I was down there for like the prelims.
Yeah.
And then, he was like, I was like, no worries. Like, I'll switch out of this seat.
That was the time where I watched that. And I think he lost, if I remember correctly.
I believe so.
It was weird to see like the punches, like just to see it up close. But that was also the time that Brock Lesnar was there, but not to fight, but just as like a ambassador.
And he was cornering people.
Yeah, and I think I jokingly did like I tried to chirp at him about like Budweiser or Coors Light, whichever one that he didn't drink that he got in trouble for. It was around that time. And I'm like, hey, Brock, why don't you have a Bud Light? And he looks at me, and I nearly pooped my pants.
Same thing. The whole time, I was like, if I see him, I'm going to chirp him. And then he came out to corner somebody, and I was just like, I'm not saying ass to him.
Well, I did, and he looked at me, and that was the end of it. Ted, it was terrifying.
The only thing I remember about that was there was a heavyweight fight, and this dude was just getting his ass beat, but he stuck it out for three rounds.
Right.
So as he's coming out of the cage, and to explain to people, like, We're right on the railing. So we're not like next to the, but I mean, we're as close as you can be. So he comes out of the cage and me and Ben are like, hey, way to tough it out, this and that. And the guy walks over, shakes my hand and goes, I'm sorry. I should have done better. And I was like, you don't have to apologize to me. But I mean, like, that's how much it means to those dudes. He legit was like, I'm sorry I let you guys down.
I want my money back.
Yeah. I was like, God, this is so intense.
That is crazy. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
And we go, yeah, you should be sorry.
Were we drinking absinthe that night?
Yes. 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 We were wasted.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. That was a good night. Yeah. It was a green fairy.
It was.
Back in the day of the
way
old,
back in the day.
What was it? From the Czech Republic? The
good stuff.
Like, not the Americanized watered down version of absinthe, but like the stuff that makes you kind of see things.
Dude, you know what? It's been years, but like I have a really, really good bottle of absinthe.
Do you?
Yeah. Somebody got it for me. But it's awesome. But it's one of those deals where it's like, I don't know. I'm not just going to sit around the house and like sip an absinthe, but I'm like,
no.
I'll figure out something. I'll bring that bottle out.
We need to get our hands on Green Fairy.
This stuff, I'm pretty sure, is legit.
Oh, do we dare do another absinthe night?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I don't care.
Easy. That was an easy solution.
Right? You know what? One of those nights of pain in the grass, I'll come over to your house.
Yeah.
Crash it. Like, because that would be funny. Like, you guys only had two drinks. Like, yeah.
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 We're still sitting out in the backyard all night, just playing in the watermelon pool. Well, Tatum's asleep.
Steve, it's 1 a.m. Will you tell him to get out of that pool?
He's howling,
right?
Yelling, I'm a coyote.
Night of my life.
I am Ted the Coyote.
Right. And it's only Friday night. Like, bro, pace yourself. We got two more days.
We got Alice in Chains tomorrow, Ted. Go to bed.
I am Alice in the Chains.
I'm the rooster.
It's like I'm stuck in a jar of flies.
I'm the man in the watermelon inflatable kid pool.
Right. Ted, what are you doing to Lulu? She needs three legs, not four.
I'm making an Alice in Chains album cover. Anything happening in the world of sports?
Mariners are on fire.
Oh my God, are they ever.
The only thing weirder than that is the other team on fire is the Orioles.
Yes.
It's crazy.
They're both unstoppable right now. Oh, dude. I mean, talk about what a difference 18 games makes. I mean,
it's unreal.
The last 10 games, especially. It's been insane.
And speaking of the Mariners, I got to give a shout out to our buddy, Jen Mueller.
Yes.
So you were driving back on Sunday.
Yes.
Her footwork was amazing.
She got out of the way.
She got out of the way.
Because I'm like, she's going to get soaked.
Oh, it's just funny because, like, you see her, like, I mean, it's a split second, but she just, like, and like backs, and you could see his eyes kind of light up as she backs up, and it's like, oh, they got her. But I was like, good work, Jen. Good work.
That's all I pay attention to now. Ever since we started talking about it, it's like, it's the best thing.
It is. And I wonder, like, you think she's working on like a ladder drill to get her footwork quicker? Wait, like, what are you training for? She's like, I don't want to get hit with water when I'm doing post-game interviews.
Then she shows up to batting practice but brings out one of those ladder things.
That's what I'm saying. Just like stepping in, stepping out.
I gotta go. She's got like an intern with like a giant like tub of like confetti.
Right, they just practice and practice.
That's the good news. The Kraken. I don't know what's going on right now, but I know they already signed a couple guys from free agency.
I saw people
signing.
Very happy with the draft pick.
Draft pick was incredible. Shane Wright projected to be the number one pick overall.
And then slips down to what, five?
Number four.
All right.
I mean, like, the first pick was a guy who actually I was super high on, so I got why Montreal went with him, Slavkovsky. Like, he had an incredible Olympics. He looks like he's just ready to go. Then I understood why the Devils went with defense. They got a lot of young centers. My mind was blown, though. I'm like, oh, okay, Arizona's going to grab Shane Wright. And that's okay. We'll grab Cooley. I heard it's pretty good. They grab Cooley. We got Shane Wright. Unbelievable.
See, I didn't know enough. I just saw my Twitter, right, was like going nuts. People were like, I can't believe we got Wright. I was like, all right, it's got to be a good pick.
Yeah, it's a really good pick. And apparently, like, he was telling one of his former teammates before the draft, like, he's like, I hope I get drafted by Seattle.
Oh, nice.
And this is before we knew that Seattle was going to not have the number one pick. I think, like, he was just like, it'd be kind of fun to be part of, like, a new up-and-coming team.
Sure.
Oh, man. I'm pretty fired up about that pick. And I know they just, Justin Schultz, I think, a former Cap.
All right.
Signed in free agency, a good defenseman. They also signed another former Cap that won the Cup with them. I wrote it down because I was like,
I'm going to say something Russian.
Andrei Burakovsky.
Yeah. The Caps, when they won that Cup, I mean, it was like a whole Russian contingent they had.
Yeah. And he also played with Colorado, so he just won a Cup with them as well. So, and a rumor has it they got like Martin Jones, the goalie. You know, they're just kind of doing everything that they needed and not going with like big superstars, kind of like how their draft has been. Like,
right. They, build a team.
Building a young nucleus. Cause I know a lot of people were mad that they weren't like the Vegas Golden Knights going into Cup finals, but I'm like, would you want to go to the Cup finals, not win the Cup in your first year, and progressively watch the team deteriorate to the point where now it's like they don't really have a lot of like future. So like, and they put all their money into the present and it didn't work out. I kind of like what the Kraken are doing. I know it's a little bit of a slower burn, but I think they're building a bright, bright future with Matty Beniers and Shane Wright, and then building all these other good players around them. Man, the future looks really good for the Kraken.
Right, and that's the thing with the Kraken. Like, people just got to understand, it's an expansion team. I told everybody, I go, and look, this year is going to be rough too. But once you get to like year three, year four, that's when you should start seeing the dividends.
And honestly, this year, if things... a lot of lucky bounces, maybe winning some of those one goal games as opposed to losing them. I like to think that Grubauer is going to come in playing a lot better. It's kind of like, I hope he does what he did in Colorado, where he sucked the first year and then got really good for the second year. And then the next year after that was a Vezina finalist. If he comes in playing like he should, we could have a shot at a playoff spot.
I mean, look, there's one thing I learned.
Wishful thinking, but.
Yeah. Playoff spot. Yeah. And I mean, look, you get eight teams. But there's one thing I've learned. I mean, a hot goaltender in hockey could take you a long, long way.
Unless you're Colorado and you just have a dominant team. It doesn't matter who's playing. I could have played goalie.
That is wild that they were just swapping goalies like game three and four.
I think their goalie that won the Cup for them, like the Kemper, I think.
He's gone, right?
I think he's already gone.
Yeah.
They're just like, we don't care.
We're just going to score goals at will.
Just give it. I hear that kid in Seattle. Yeah, sure. We'll give him $50 a game. He'll do it. It's insane. They're so damn good.
Yeah. Well, the playoffs are great this year.
Oh, it was a phenomenal playoff.
So also, like Edmonton. I just can't, because I went to the Edmonton game this year. Oh, yeah. You didn't go. That's right. That's when you had COVID.
Those were my tickets, Ted.
They were great seats.
I know. I was very bummed to miss it.
But goddamn, man, their color scheme, their jerseys are just cool.
That alternate dark blue with the orange.
Yeah, and it just pops. I was like, goddamn, these jerseys are awesome. And then I kept watching them during the playoff, the battle for Calgary, and they had so many different like versions. I was like, goddamn, these are good looking.
Yeah, they got good style over there.
Yeah, I'm that level of sports nerd where I'm like, oh, well, I don't know about team, but. Oh, damn, it's a nice uniform.
Well, dude, I was listening to Michael Bumpus and Stacy from 710.
All right.
So Bump and Stacy, right? So I listened to their podcast this morning. I was driving in, and I forget what they were talking about and why they were talking about it. But they were talking about how certain teams are now going to have two different colored helmets in the NFL.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember which team is going to be doing it. Might have been, I don't even want to try and guess. And he said, he's like, part of why I went to the Cougs and agreed to play college football there is because they had two different colors for helmets, and he dug the style.
For years, Washington State was the only college program that had like home and away helmets.
That's hilarious.
I doubt that was the
major contributing factor, but he said that it was a big part of why he was excited to play for the Cougs.
It's massive. Like, I have some buddies that still coach football at DeMatha, and like, we'll talk about stuff, and they go, man, you can never underestimate the power that uniforms have over an 18-year-old boy. It matters.
And it mattered for him. He's like, I dug the silver, and then I dug the crimson.
Yeah. Is it crimson and cream, or is it crimson and silver? It's hard because Indiana is like crimson and something. Like, there's so many like close colors.
Yeah, I can't remember what exactly, but that maroonish color. And then
it's
like
definitely crimson.
Yeah.
I know that. Maybe it's gray.
Yeah.
Yeah, who knows?
Well, hopefully then eventually like the Seahawks will do that too. Get that alternate, like the vintage look.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of talk about that. I don't know if they're going to do it, but I hope they do.
I think I even heard him mention that on the episode. And shout out to him, man. He's killing it doing sports radio. Like, you know, I know he recently replaced Jake Heaps.
Yeah.
And I really dig what he does. I always like, I'll sometimes just pick random podcasts to listen to if I feel like, oh, I want to hear about the Seahawks quarterback situation. I'll just like... And if I see Bumpus was a guest or like a co-host or something, I'm like, I always like what he has to say. So now that he has an actual like main hosting gig and he's not just like brought on for like segments.
Right.
I'm pretty pumped for him. Like, I don't even know the guy, but I think he's really good.
Yeah. Seems like they're doing good job or good stuff over there.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was kind of cool to hear him. Yeah.
And then, right.
That Justin guy, he's okay.
He's okay.
Yeah. I mean,
right. And then KJR is on the FM dial now, too.
that is weird. Because every once in a while I would listen, you know, because I love sports talk, you know, I mean, yeah. Like, especially during the Seahawks and now with the Kraken and now with the Mariners too. It's fun to hear people's excitement about sports. I don't like listening when they bitch. Like, I'll just be like, ah, no, I'm not listening. But man, some of the radio hosts sound completely different now on the FM.
Oh, for sure.
I'm like, this is not, that's Ian. Like, I know Ian Furness, and like, as a person, he's an awesome dude. But like, he sounded different on the radio. Now all of a sudden he sounds like
Ian.
Yeah. I was like, this is so weird. I don't know if I can get used to this. Like
I got to give a shout out too to my buddy Ashley Ryan that works over there.
Yes.
I tailgate with her.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, this year I was like, I need a tailgate. She sent me, she's like, dude, like, we don't really know each other, but we work in the same industry. Like, come by the tailgate. I was like, awesome.
Yeah, I never met her. I know we follow each other on social media.
And, oh, like, her like husband, like,
seems like a real nice person.
Yeah, like, it's great. I mean, they got families and kids, yeah, and stuff, but also, like, a lot of the friends are like super sports people and they have a drinking game I had never played before. And I was like, this is awesome. And I'm like, truth be told, she invited me to one. Then I just kept showing up. I wasn't even going to Husky games. I was just coming down the light rail. And I was like, actually, you guys tailgating? She's like, come on by.
It'd be great. They're all like, hey, that Ted guy you invited, he was cool once.
Right.
Do you keep inviting him? I stopped inviting him. He just keeps showing up.
He just keeps showing up.
Watch you show up this year and they change like spots.
Oh, there's no chance. They've had this spot for years. And there's like good food. God, I love it's a solid tailgate. Like, to the point of like the first time we went, like, I was supposed to meet other people and they're like, don't leave. And I'm like, I got to.
Yeah.
I gotta go see my buddies. By the time I got to my buddies, they're like, what the hell happened to you two? And I was like, we're playing this drinking baseball game. I scored a home run. Give me a burger. I need to eat.
That's awesome. Yeah, dude, I got it. No, it's a lot of the sports radio people, everyone that I've met have been super nice. So yeah. I don't feel bad like being like, hey, let's give him some love.
Oh, not at
except
all.
Except for that Justin guy.
Yeah, the Justin guy's terrible.
He's such a douche.
Right? Goddamn Bengals.
He likes the Bengals. And he likes pickles, though.
He Justin is by far the biggest pickle person I know.
Jesus, that sounds horrible. Ted, I didn't know you went shared a shower with the guy.
Right. Look at the size of that pickle.
Yeah, he has like an Instagram or a Twitter or Instagram page solely dedicated to pickles.
Eat more pickles.
Is that what it is?
That was always like his catchphrase. I think that's what it is. Trust me, we have wasted hours on end joking around at like my place or his place just making pickle puns.
Oh, yeah. They're endless. So is he a Portland Pickles fan?
I don't know.
Interesting. You would think he would like that team.
Yeah, well,
he likes baseball.
He's another guy, too, who likes baseball enough that he just has so many random, like, minor league hats.
Yeah.
I think minor league stuff. Like, sometimes you just buy the gear. You don't have to know the team.
Oh, dude, Facebook knows me all too well that I'm obsessed with hats.
All right.
And they will always, and I'm obsessed with hats with stupid logos, because it'll be like a hamburger on an airplane hat. And I'm like, what the hell is this for? And it's like, oh, it's for the team from Tallahassee, the Tallahassee Burger Flyers or something like that. I'm like, this is so ridiculous. There's so many stupid hats. I do have a Pickles hat, by the way.
I don't. So yeah. I told this story, but I was in a beer garden. Can't remember if it was like, it was something at Seattle Center, whatever it is. So I'm in a beer garden and I'm wearing a Frisco Rough Riders hat because it's got like Teddy Roosevelt on it.
Yes.
And these guys, there's like guys and a couple, and they're like, what are you from? You're from Texas, huh? I was like, no, I'm not from Texas. And they're like, you're wearing a minor league hat from Texas. And I was like, oh, yeah, I just like Teddy Roosevelt. I didn't even know Frisco was, I felt like such an idiot.
Yeah, but I mean, are you going to give you, are you poser?
No, they were so shocked to see the hat,
yeah,
and then I had no idea it was from Texas.
That's
like,
so funny.
But I was like, I never really thought about where Frisco was. I just really liked the hat, and they were like, all right.
You know, that would be great if you're like, I thought this was San Francisco.
Honestly, dude, I was not sure. I
would have guessed. If you told me where is this team from, the Frisco Rough Riders, I'd be like, well, clearly San Francisco.
Yeah, so they weren't mean. I think they were just, I had nothing sports
to
say.
They were so amped.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, oh, a fellow local.
Yeah, I felt like the I Like Turtles kid. I was just like, I like Teddy Roosevelt.
Which is also very, that adds to the, like, if you just said, I thought the hat was funny, I think they'd been like, cool. But then you're like, no, I don't like this team. I don't know anything about it. I don't even know where they're from. I'm just a big fan of Theodore Roosevelt. They'd be like, what?
I mean, right? Big gulps, huh?
That'd be great if I was next to you and be like, you big Guardians fan? No, I'm Grover Cleveland. That's just big fan of Cleveland. I just don't know what else to tell you. All right, let's get out of here.
Yeah, man. Are we all next week?
I don't know.
I'm here.
I don't see
I mean, in theory, unless I catch COVID again.
Right. I mean, you do have a good track record.
Oh.
That is so crazy.
Oh, I mean, you can hear it in my voice. I'm just like, you've got to be kidding me.
Right. Like, you just assume, like, you're good for 3 months.
Yeah.
That was the talk. Like, you're fine. No, not Ted.
No.
You're a special breed there, Ted Smith. Oh, no. Start drinking with Miles and throw it drinking.
Right. You're right. That's what it is. I've been drinking too much beer. I need to move to hard liquor.
Yes.
Steve, that's how sick I was. I didn't smoke weed. I haven't had a drink in a week. Because I'm like, man, my system was so run down.
That is actually pretty crazy for you not to even smoke weed.
Yeah. I mean, I may have nibbled on a little edible on Sunday.
That's different.
I was like, man, my lungs hurt too much. And then I was like, why? I'm feeling a little better Sunday. I was like, maybe I'll crack a beer. And it's like, no. Like, your immune system is already weak. Like, we're not putting alcohol on it.
All right, we're going to get out of here. Thanks to Stevie Shannon.
Yeah, thanks, Stevie.
Today's show is dedicated to Stevie Shannon.
Get it.
Yeah, he rocks. Thanks for the gift cards. Bye.
See ya.
Follow us on Twitter @TheMegaCast.